It's the Lonnie Hunter Show on Praise Your Inspiration Station. It's a What You Think Thursday, and Carla decides she wants to remain anonymous. We're going to honor that. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling because there's a situation. I'm married. I've been married for 5 years. My husband can't hold a job down, and he's not consistent with anything that he does. And, you know, every time I try to talk to him and encourage him to do things, it feels like I'm attacking him. He feels like that I'm attacking him when I'm not, you know. So he takes everything I say to heart, and I just don't know what to do. Like, I just feel like I just want to walk away from it all because it's stressful. Like, I'm the only one that's working.
Let me ask you something.
Not working.
Let me ask you something. I'm your husband right now. Encourage me.
You know, baby, there's a job fair coming up, you know, at the Sultan Hotel, and, you know, you should go and, you know, try to apply and see what you can do, you know.
And his reply to that is?
They ain't going to hire me.
And you say?
There ain't no jobs out there. That's his first thing. There ain't no jobs out there. They're not going to hire me.
And then you say what?
And then I'll say, there is jobs, you know, because I found a job. I had just found a part-time job, you know. And
Stop there. Where your husband is in a place of defeat. The last thing you want to do is compare him to you. So the last thing you want to say is, there are jobs out there because I found one. You follow me? Because now we're on an offense-defense conversation. When he says to you, there are no jobs out there, they're not going to hire me, your response to him is, you know what? You might very well be right, because it took me a minute to find the job I had. So it is. You're right. There's not a lot out there. But in order to find out if there is something out there, it's not going to come to our door and knock on the door and just give it to you. So
my thing with him is that he doesn't apply himself.
Did you hear what just happened? I am telling you how to deal with this man.
No, I understand.
And you are still on what your thing is, which tells me that in your conversation with him, you are focused on making sure he understands what your thing is, as opposed to you coming from his perspective. And I'm not saying his perspective is the greatest perspective, but I'm saying if your goal is to get him out of the house to find a job, the only perspective you're going to have to come at him with is his. So as much as you may have to shift what you are really trying to say and what you're really trying to get across, you're going to have to shift it, because he's going to have to feel like you at least understand where he's coming from. That way, the two of you are moving in a forward motion together, as opposed to you feeling like you're pulling him and him feeling like you're downing him for not doing what you want him to do.
I understand that. But Lonnie, can I just say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I try to encourage him, I pray for him, I go to church, you know, and I pray and I talk to my pastor and all of that.
Wait. You pray, you go to church, you talk to your pastor. Where is he in all this?
In the bed.
That's what I'm saying.
And when I get up in the morning, I be like, come on, let's go to church. And he'll just turn over like he don't even hear me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to force a grown man to do what I want him to do.
I understand.
But I throw it out there for him to catch it, and he never catches it.
Well, what you're throwing out there is already what you know he's not going to catch, because he's never caught it. So you keep throwing out the same thing and getting the same responses, and then keep getting mad at the same responses. If you want to pray for him, he just needs to hear you praying for him. So when you get up to go to church, sit up in the bed and begin to pray.
Okay.
God, thank you for another day. And I know, God, that you have an opportunity for my husband this week that he's going to find. You know what I'm saying? Just let him hear you praying for him in love, not a prayer of condemnation, not a prayer of beating him over the head with your words, hoping that he hears you, but just hear him. Let him hear your heart through love as you talk to God, and God will change him.
Okay.
But the argument about go to church and he don't want to go to church is not going to get you nothing but another argument.
You understand? That's why I don't argue with him. I say it, he say no, and I keep it moving.
Yeah, but the keep it moving is you ignoring him.
Well, at the end of the day, I feel like he's a grown man, just like he always tell me, you're not my mother. So I had to learn how to say things to him to not offend him. So whatever I say, he still take it as being offended, you know, and I don't know how to approach him anymore, because everything that I say is like,
ma'am,
you know,
ma'am.
Yeah.
I just told you how to approach him indirectly.
Okay.
He needs to hear your prayers.
All right.
And then share with him what the word was when you went to church. But it's got to come from a place of love, not a place of, I need you to do what I need you to do.
Okay.
You feeling me?
Yeah, I do.
Keep me posted. Let me know how that goes, okay?
I will.
Big love to you. It's the Lonnie Hunter Show. What You Think Thursday on Praise.